Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The Green Bay School Board voted last night not to implement a pilot program for weapon detection systems that had been recommended by district officials. The program would have tried out the systems at each of the district's four high schools at separate times. Board members have expressed concerns about effectiveness and cost. The motion failed on a 5-2 vote. The record holiday rush has kicked into high gear, with the AAA predicting more than 122 million Americans traveling between now and January 1st. If you're one of them, travel experts have a couple tips to help your trip go smoothly. If you're flying, they suggest getting to the airport a couple of hours early and making sure to leave your gifts unwrapped so TSA workers can inspect them more easily. Green Bay's Austin Straubel Airport even has a wrapping station set up just past security so travelers can stop after they've been screened to wrap any presents they'd like to be gift-wrapped when they reach their destination. Have you ever wanted to luge down Aaron's Hill at Titletown? Now's your chance. The Packers just released the date for the Titletown Winter Games. It'll be on Saturday, January 31st. The annual event transforms Titletown into a winter sports wonderland, where people can experience the thrill of the luge, ski jumping, curling, and figure skating, all events that will be featured in the 2026 Winter Games in Italy. Titletown's Winter Games are free, and they'll provide most of the necessary equipment. They do encourage people to bring their own bike or ski helmets for the sporting events. A student trying to get on the school bus was hit by a truck in Manitowoc County yesterday. Sheriff's deputies say the bus stopped on County J with its lights flashing and stop arm extended. They say the teen was crossing the road to board the bus when a pickup truck hit the boy. The 15-year-old sustained minor injuries and was taken to a medical facility. The 59-year-old man from St. Nazian's who was driving the truck was cited for inattentive driving and failure to stop for a school bus. Authorities say they want to remind drivers to slow down and be cautious around school buses. When a bus's stop arm is extended, you are required to stop, whether you're behind the bus or heading toward it. Property tax levies dedicated to schools are expected to see the biggest statewide hike in nearly three decades. Last year, property taxes for schools went up 5.7%. The expected 7.8% rise is the highest percentage increase since 1992. The Wisconsin Policy Forum crunched the numbers from the Department of Revenue. Representatives from the forum say local referendums and actions taken in the past two state budgets contributed to the jump. Advocate Aurora Health is facing a federal lawsuit over claims it discriminated against an employee's religious beliefs. They have 18 hospitals in Wisconsin and about 15,000 Badger State employees. The EEOC says the Illinois-based hospital chain fired a nurse after she refused a COVID vaccine for religious reasons. Federal officials say the health system had previously granted her a lifetime exception for flu shots, but denied one for COVID. The commission says the decision violated federal protections for religious accommodation in the workplace. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
An easy win for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin beat Central Michigan 88-61 at the Kohl Center in Madison. Badgers guard John Blackwell did not play, recovering from an injury. So Hayden Jones, a 6'6" freshman from New Zealand, got his first start. When did he learn he'd be playing?
Yeah, so found out like 40 minutes before the game. Didn't really know what was happening until the lead up. Kind of knew JB was going to be so-so, but I was ready. Obviously had a bit of nerves going into it, but once got in there, it was just another game of basketball.
Jones finished with 6 points, four rebounds. NBA, the Bucks in Indiana to take on the Pacers. NFL, Jordan Love in the concussion protocol after taking that shot to the helmet against the Bears. Left guard Aaron Banks.
What's the flag they called on that roughing the passer? I just don't get how guys get kicked out of game for taunting, but if you hit a quarterback late in the head, that has to be reevaluated. I think that's ridiculous.
That's Packers left guard Aaron Banks with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to the mid-30s by mid-afternoon, and then temperatures will drop back to the upper 20s by late afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to around 22. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.fm.